Hello, UC Santa Barbara. This is Larry, and you're listening to UCSB's only gaming podcast where we talk about everything video game, retro to newest releases. Listen up, parents, because today we'll be breaking down a bad misconception about video games and the effect it has on your kids who play it. Now, most people think that video games do nothing more than rot your brain and attention span. And being a gamer, I will admit that this can be true for some games. Some. But definitely not all. Games like Legend of Zelda, Tetris, and Portal are all perfect examples, just to name a few. But for time's sake, we'll be just focusing on one game. And if you recognize the background music, then you know it's Mario.
It's me, Mario!
Now, for all you old-timers out there, if you don't know who Mario is, then prepare to be schooled. Mario has been on the gaming scene since 1981, first appearing in the arcade game called Donkey Kong. Since then, he has appeared in over 200 Nintendo video games, granting him more fame than other iconic figures like Mickey Mouse. His most popular games are platformers, and those are the type of Mario games we will be using in our discussion. More specifically, Super Mario Bros. And his more recent game, Super Mario Galaxy 2. Now back to the subject at hand. Playing video games has been said to do nothing but waste your child's time and rot their brains. But good games offer more than mindless fun. According to author James G., games operate at the outer and growing edge of a player's competence, remaining challenging but doable, while schools often operate at the lowest common denominator. That means the player has to use problem-solving skills learned throughout the early levels to combat the challenges in the later levels. In games like Mario,
it's me, Mario,
one does not simply just save the Princess Peach. One must learn how to use power-ups and how to defeat enemies. Now, in the earlier 2D scrolling Super Mario Bros. Game, it was a lot easier to save the princess due to its simple yet challenging gameplay. But Mario has come a long way since then, and so has the difficulty and learning curve needed to play games in today's generation. An example is Super Mario Galaxy 2. Super Mario Galaxy 2 takes place in, well, the galaxy. The game's physics simulate as if you were actually in space. You run around small planets, fly in space, and use a variety of different power-ups in your quest to yet again save Princess Peach. In this game, and like many other games played today, players are pushed to solve problems in order to advance. This can help your child apply these problem-solving skills in real life. Motivation is another thing children gain from playing video games. In Super Mario Galaxy 2, the learning curve is definitely much steeper than its previous games, but it keeps it manageable with power-ups and tips from other characters in the game. Motivation is the willingness to make an extended commitment to engage in a new area of learning. It is a driving force. If motivation dies, learning dies, and playing stops. And since good games like Super Mario Galaxy 2 are highly motivating, players learn how motivation is created and sustained. But now it's time to get serious. Let's try and take a step back from Mario and look at gaming as a whole. Playing is considered fundamental to the stabilizing processes that are essential for the development of cognitive structures. Through playing video games, children rehearse basic cognitive operations such as conversation, classification, and reversibility. In video games, playing also engages in action at a distance, where they control the actions of the character on screen. Cognitive research suggests that this fine-grained action at a distance actually causes humans to feel as if their bodies and minds have stretched into new space. And with today's games, multiplayer adds a whole new dimension in the way kids interact and learn. When gamers play in multiplayer games, they often collaborate in teams, each using a different set of skills and sharing knowledge. In this way, video games may be a better site for preparing players for modern workplaces than traditional schools. They offer a place where gamers can congregate and team up to accomplish a similar objective, and that's to win. So are all games beneficial like Mario? The truth of the matter is, no. But that's not the point. The point is that not all games are bad games that rot your kids' brains. Video games hold more than just entertainment. They can teach kids in ways most parents would never think so. Now, if you're concerned about which games are like Mario, I would recommend you buy your kids games like Skyrim, Pikmin, Rise of Nations, Portal, Legend of Zelda, Tetris, and that's just a few. Let your kids play video games with an open mind, and remember, the most important reason they play them is to have fun. And on that note, I'll be talking to you gamers on the next podcast about Halo 4 versus Call of Duty Black Ops 2. Until next time, gamers, this is Larry, signing out.